Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. Come on and just give God praise. He gave you another day this morning. God woke you up this morning. We did not deserve it, but God is just that good. Come on and tell him, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast. Live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of a blessing for you, hot manna for your soul, a fresh word from God for you today. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your tithe for today. We are in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verses 4 through 7 on today's broadcast. Again, we're in the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 7. While you're getting those Bibles ready, I remind you to tune in with me live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, Rossi.org. That's RAWSI.ORG. If you cannot call in live or tune in live at 7, still ensure that you don't miss your daily blessing, your fresh word, by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be text to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can listen to it whenever you have time, as well as bless someone else's soul by forwarding the text. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, Rossi.org. Visit there today and send me your prayer requests and your testimonies. You can see everything you need to see. All right, visit Rossi.org and you can connect with me on Facebook and Twitter at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. We're in the book of Luke, chapter 12, verses 4 through 7. God has a fresh word for you today. I'm reading from the KJV. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed, and hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Listen to these last 2 verses again, verses 6 and 7 of chapter 12. In the book of Luke. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is God has not forgotten about you. God has not forgotten about you. Come on and just remind yourself of that this morning. Or if you're listening to the recording, whatever time you're listening, repeat after me right now. God has not forgotten about me. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, I know that the times seem desperate. In many households, the situations seem destitute. In many minds, people are depressed. In many homes, people are in need of encouragement and consolation. God today is using me to remind you that He sees your needs and He has not forgotten about you. Whatever it is that you need, God will and God shall supply it. God has not forgotten about you today. Some of you listening, you have been laid off, and now it's been 6 or 8 weeks. Some of you listening have not been laid off, but outright terminated from your jobs, and you have no job to go back. Some of you have applied for unemployment, but you have not yet received it. Some of you have applied for the government loans through the CARES Act, and you missed out on the first round of funding. Some of you have loved ones who are incarcerated, and they are battling how to stay safe and sanitary during the COVID-19 pandemic in a situation where they are institutionalized and there are so many people around them and they have cellmates and they don't have control over their freedom or their spacing as many of us do. Some of you have lost loved ones and you are wondering, where is God? Glory. You have called out to Him and you thought that He did not hear you. But I remind you of what was stated in Luke 12, verses 4 through 7 today. Are not even the birds sold, but even in that God, it says, does not forget about them. And God loves you more than the sparrows, so much so that the very hairs of your head are numbered. Who would take the time to number the hairs on someone's head but somebody who intimately cares about that person? God has not forgotten about you today. It does not matter what the situation looks like. God has not forgotten about you. Today, the message is simple because so many people need simple encouragement. So many people are down to their last way of hope, their last dime. But I remind you that God still answers prayer. God has not forgotten about you today. In the book of Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, the Bible reminds us that God goes before us. He is with us. He will not fail us. He will not forsake us. It says, and the Lord, He that doth go before thee, He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. God has not forgotten about you. In Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he that goeth with thee, he will not fail thee nor forsake thee. God has not forgotten about you today. Isaiah 41, verses 10 through 13. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God has not forgotten about you. God has not lost his power. God has not lost being the sovereign God. He says, be not dismayed. Don't be fearful. I will strengthen you. Glory. I will help you. He's a very present help in a time of trouble. 1 Peter 5, 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Romans 8, and 28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. The situations you're going through right now, they may not be God sent, but they will be God used. As my former pastor Paula used to say, the situations may not be God sent, but God will use them, as it said in Romans 8:28, to work it out for your good. Don't lose hope. Don't grow weary. Now is not the time for you to give up on God. God has not forgotten about you. In 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. It says God has not given us a spirit of fear. In other words, it is okay to have a healthy respect for the situation, to utilize the appropriate precautions, and not just dealing with COVID-19, but whatever is going on in your life, it is appropriate to have the respectful fear or the respectful wisdom regarding the situation, and to do your part, because faith without works is dead. But what you cannot do is operate in a spirit of fear, where you are always worrying, always anxious, always fretting about what's going to happen, because God has told us, fret not ourselves because of the evildoers or because of the evil that is in this world. God is not going to allow you to be put to shame. In the book of Daniel, and then we got to get ready to go into prayer, chapter 10, Daniel had been praying, and he was seeking God, and it appeared that God was not answering him. But in Daniel 10, verse 12, when the angel appeared unto Daniel, I love what the angel said. The angel said, do not be afraid, Daniel. Glory. In other words, fear not, Daniel. He said, from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy word. But he began to tell Daniel, but I had to fight spiritually against the angel of Satan for 21 days. I was fighting to get to you, to bring you the answer from God. God has not forgotten about you. Isn't that something? He said, Daniel, God heard you when you first prayed. Glory. And he sent the answer when you first prayed. But I had to go into spiritual warfare for you, Daniel, to get here to you, to bring you the answer. Fear not. It took 21 days. God has not forgotten you today, brothers and sisters. God heard your prayed. God sent deliverance when you first cried out. God is covering your loved ones. Wherever they are right now, God has dispatched the angels to cover them in the blood of Jesus. God heard you. Glory. He has not forgotten about you. Isn't this a good word? It's even encouraging me as I say it. God is still a prayer answering God. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Come on and worship him. Just begin to tell him, God, I will not worry. I know you have not forgotten about me. You have not forgotten about my loved ones. You have not forgotten about my needs. You have not forgotten me. Hallelujah. Glory. God has not forgotten you. He made you. Numbered the very hairs of your head. And it said in Luke 12:4-7, that you are more valuable than the sparrow. And God even takes the time to know about every sparrow. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we say thank you and we give you the praise and glory. Lord, we honor you today because you are still God. You are still sovereign. You are still Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the author and finisher of our faith. You're still he which was and which is and which is to come. You are still the Lord our God, and so we magnify you today. Lord, we say thank you. You have not forgotten about us. We say thank you, Jesus. You have not forgotten about us, and you will answer us. You will heal us. You will heal our land. You've not forgotten about us today. You're still God. Glory. You're still Jesus. You're still the Lord of lords and the King of kings. You still hold the whole world in your hand, and there's nothing impossible for you. You haven't forgotten about us today. No, Lord, we repent of our sins, God. We repent of our wrongdoing and our doubt, Lord God. Father, we ask that you encourage everyone listening today. Father, renew them and revive them. Give them a spirit of praise, a spirit of worship, a spirit of strength to remember you have not forgotten about them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We say hallelujah. We say hallelujah. Come on and tell God hallelujah. He has not forgotten about you. He sees you right now, wherever you are. If no one else can reach you, if no one else can get to you, if no one else can answer you, God can. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on and worship him as we go into the altar call and then end with our tithes. Just tell him, I thank you, God. You've not forgotten about me. Just begin to call out the names of your loved ones. Hallelujah. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. And just speak into the atmosphere. You have not forgotten them, God. Call out your husband's name. Call out your wife's name. Call out your children. Call out your grandchildren. Say, God has not forgotten about them. Just speak their name into the atmosphere. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. Cover them in the protection of God. Call their names. I call out my son, AJ. God has not forgotten about you. See, just begin to call their names out. Speak their deliverance. Speak their covering. Speak their protection into the atmosphere. For those of you who are unsaved, this is the altar call. For those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have taken on a spirit of fear, you're just watching the news with mass hysteria. Every time they tell you another person has passed away, you're just beyond frantic. You're not even paying attention to the fact that everybody that dies now, they're saying COVID-19 or COVID-19 complications. The person could have died of a heart attack, and somehow they're going to tie it to COVID-19. They are driving a spirit of mass hysteria and fear. And when you look at the press conferences every day, the same physicians telling everyone to do these things, we must mask up. They don't even have masks on. They're standing in the press conferences from the White House. The Surgeon General, whomever it may be, they're standing in close proximity and they don't even have on masks. But here you are in such a spirit of fear. I'm not saying don't wear masks, because I do. A healthy respect is okay. But you're letting people drive you to the point where you've forgotten that God is still in control. Repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and I ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent of mass hysteria. I repent of believing that you had forgotten about me. I repent of forgetting that you hold the whole world in your hands. I repent of forgetting that you are God and you are sovereign. I ask for your forgiveness. Now, Lord, I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I ask you to come into my life now and be my God. Now I confess that I am saved. Now I confess that I am rededicated. In the name of Jesus, I will not forget that you answer my prayers. I will not forget that you see me, you love me, you made me, you numbered the very hairs of my head. I am protected, my home is protected, my family is protected, and I will not doubt anymore. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord and welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure you are spending time with the Lord every day. That includes here with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire. Call in by dialing 323-870-4180 or online at rawsi.org. That's rawsi.org. Now, our topic for today's Daily Fire is God has not forgotten about you. Your task for today is to just operate in a spirit of victory and praise today. No matter what happens, say, I know God heard me. I know you're delivering me, God, and you have not forgotten about me. And just walk around with a smile. We're going to end with Kirk Franklin's song, I Smile, because today is a happy day. God has not forgotten about you.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? The love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
People. Yeah.